And again, adjusting our posture and then adjusting our mind, our motivation. So the two-part posture, a nice straight spine. Take a deep breath in through the nose. Let out any stale air from the lungs. As you breathe in, straighten your posture. As you breathe out, relax. Bring to mind our refuge object, Shakyamuni Buddha, who embodies Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, the three rare sublime ones, right there in front of us, always with us. And to open our heart, we recite the calling the guru from afar, seeing Shakyamuni Buddha as not separate from our guru, as actually how our guru would look like and appear. Lama, think of me. Lama, think of me. Lama, think of me. Magnificently glorious guru, dispelling the darkness of ignorance. Magnificently glorious guru, revealing the path of liberation. Magnificently glorious guru, liberating from the waters of samsara. Magnificently glorious guru, eliminating the diseases of the five poisons. Magnificently glorious guru, who is the wish-granting jewel, I beseech you, please bless me. Magnificently glorious guru, please bless me to remember impermanence and death from my heart. Magnificently glorious guru, please bless me to generate the thought of no need in my mind. Magnificently glorious guru, please bless me to abide one-pointedly in practice in isolated places. Magnificently glorious guru, please bless me to not have any hindrances to my practice. Magnificently glorious guru, please bless me to realize without error the view of the fundamental nature of reality. Magnificently glorious guru, please bless me so that all bad conditions appear as a support. Magnificently glorious guru, please bless me to accomplish effortlessly the two works of self and others. Magnificently glorious guru, please bless me soon, very soon. Please bless me on this very cushion. Please bless me in this very session. May I not arise heresy even for a second in the actions of the glorious guru. May I regard whatever actions are done as pure. With this devotion, may I receive the blessings of the guru in my heart. Magnificent and precious root guru, please abide on the lotus seat at my heart. Guide me with your great kindness and grant me the realizations of your holy body, speech, and mind. So feel with this prayer that your heart has opened, that the lotus at your heart is open, and that a smiling emanation of the Guru Buddha, made of light, comes across space, melts into light, and dissolves down through your crown. And this light comes to rest at the lotus at your heart. All your ordinary sense of self, that limited conception, completely dissolves, and you become one with the Guru's holy body, speech, and mind. And then, moved by the power of your bodhicitta resolve, you arise in a form to best benefit sentient beings to do this practice. So we refresh our refuge and bodhicitta and really focus our purpose. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, May I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. The Four Immeasurables. May all sentient beings have happiness and its causes. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and its causes. May all sentient beings never be separated from the happiness that is without suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from the bias of attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. The Seven Limb Prayer. Reverently, I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present clouds of every type of offering, actual and imagined. I declare all my negative actions accumulated since beginningless time and rejoice in the merit of all holy and ordinary beings. Please remain until the end of cyclic existence and turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings. I dedicate my own and others' merits to the great enlightenment. Offering a short mandala. This ground anointed with perfumes, strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, four continents, the sun and the moon. I imagine this as a Buddha field and offer it. May all living beings enjoy this pure land. Idam Guru Rana Mandala Kamniyatayami. Think that your mandala is most joyously received. Again, bringing to mind in detail all the vast array of the refuge field, all there to help you solely for your benefit, the benefit of all living beings, your best interests at heart, this incredible resource to draw on, arising out of Dharmakaya wisdom. Made of light at the level of your brow, a lotus, and in the center, a large jeweled throne surrounded by the four thrones. So, in the center, Shakyamuni Buddha, in essence, your guru, with Vajradhara at his heart. On the throne in front, your root guru. Manifesting as young and vibrant and full of life. Surrounding him, all the gurus that you've taken teachings from throughout your life, from when you were very small to now. And all of these gurus are there in this wonderful group looking at you and extremely pleased, very pleased with you. On the throne to the left of the Buddha, Manjushri Buddha and the lineage. On the throne to the right, Maitreya Buddha and the lineage. And behind, Vajradhara Buddha and the lineage. Surrounding them all the Nirmanakaya aspect Buddhas, the 1,000 Buddhas of this eon, the 35 Buddhas, and the 8 medicine Buddhas. The Dharma spontaneously manifesting in the form of texts, in piles and heaps around all of their authors. Surrounding these figures, the Sangha refuge, the eight great Bodhisattvas, Manjushri, Avalokiteshvara, Vajrapani, Maitreya, Siddhigaba. Sava, Nirvana, Vishkamban, Akashagaba, Samantabhadra. And around these, a great group of solitary realizers and hearers. Around them, the Dakas and Dakinis in dancing posture. and surrounding them, the Dharmapalas, protecting from the obstacles of the small scope, medium scope, and great scope. Below are all the guardians of the four directions, the elementals, and the custodians of this land. And then for this particular refuge meditation, the purification from the guru. So nectar and light rays come from the guru's holy body, speech, and mind, entering your crown and purifying all negativities related to body, speech, and mind. So first, as the nectar and light flows through you from the entire refuge field, and very clearly from Guru Buddha. As the light and nectar fills your crown chakra, it purifies all the negativities in relation to your body, to physical actions, especially those connected with the guru, acting unskillfully with the guru, maybe not fulfilling the instructions of the guru, any activities that you'd be embarrassed to do in front of the guru, any negativities that have harmed the sentient beings who are also most dear to the guru's heart. And feel this blissful light and nectar wash through your crown chakra, filling your crown. Then flows down to your throat chakra, smoothing your speech, purifying all the speech-related activities, mean speech, unskillful speech, the internal speech, how we frame the world and describe the world to ourselves, all of those inner stories. As your throat chakra is completely cleansed, the light and nectar continues to flow down through your body, flowing to your heart chakra and then spreading out through your whole body, your whole system, purifying all your negative karma, all the disturbing and afflictive emotions washed away, washed from your system. A continuous blissful rainfall of light and nectar flowing into you through your crown, down through your throat, to your heart, and to your entire body and system. Your body, speech, and mind become a pure basis to actualize A Guru Buddha. From this basis of purity, then we begin our refuge recitations. I take refuge until I'm enlightened in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I take refuge until I am enlightened in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I take refuge until I am enlightened in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I take refuge in the three rare sublime ones. May I become a Buddha to benefit all transmigratory beings. I take refuge in the three rare sublime ones. May I become a Buddha to benefit all transmigratory beings. I take refuge in the three rare sublime ones. May I become a Buddha to benefit all transmigratory beings. I go for refuge to the Guru, to the Buddha, to the Dharma, to the Sangha. I go for refuge to the Guru, to the Buddha, to the Dharma, to the Sangha. I go for refuge to the Guru, to the Buddha, to the Dharma, to the Sangha. Lama la kyapsu chiwo, Sangya la kyapsu chiwo, Chola kyapsu chiwo, Gendun la kyapsu chiwo. Lama la kyapsu chiwo, Sangya la kyapsu chiwo, Chola kyapsu chiwo, Gendun la kyapsu chiwo. Lama la kyapsu chiwo, Sangya la kyapsu chiwo, Chola kyapsu chiwo, Gendun la kyapsu chiwo. Lama la kyapsu chiwo, Sangya. And as we continue our refuge recitation, now focusing on the upward purification, that nectar flows continuously from the refuge field, from one's guru, down through your crown, and it fills up your body from the toes upwards, slowly like filling a vessel. And as the nectar and light, as the level rises, it purifies all the gross negativities. They're pushed to the surface. They're pushed upwards, out through all the top parts of your body. And the nectar and the light becomes overflowing from your crown, bubbling up. The bliss and wisdom realizing emptiness. Feel how all the gross negativities are completely cleansed. Nowhere for them to be. They are forcefully expelled. And as the light and nectar continue to flow into you, the excess continues to spontaneously overflow from your crown. Then the next general way of purification, this time the lighter nectar is like a nectar shower. And this shower comes from all directions, continuously raining into you. And the nectar absorbs into your now clean, clear body, just like snowflakes absorbing into a lake. And the nectar shower cleanses all the subtle negative imprints, all the diseases, all the negative karma related to the guru, all the broken commitments and samaya, all the ordinary view, blissfully and delightfully purified by this continuous nectar shower. And then the third way, the purification with the light rays pervading your entire body instantly, purifying even the subtlest obscurations, purifying all forms of heresy, all broken samayas. Again and again, these light rays pervade your entire being. Just like a lightning storm can have tens of thousands of millions of lightning strikes, this light in the radiance of the Dharmakaya continuously illuminates your mind. Feel even the most subtle obscurations to omniscience are completely purified. And then for an even more specific purification in relation to the guru, if you have any broken samaya or degenerated faith, degenerated vows, perhaps even criticizing the guru, or just the ordinary view. Whether it's with our direct guru or with any of our teachers who have granted us vows, refuge vows, bodhisattva vows, or tantric vows, as we continue to recite the light and nectar pours from the refuge field and from that particular guru. Even any downfalls or obstacles in relation to taking teachings from the lamas, from senior sangha. All are manifestations of our guru. So this impure view and impure devotion also is completely purified. Also, any impure activities associated with our parents, who were our first gurus, who were not qualified to be gurus, and nevertheless found themselves with that responsibility. And in the tangles of samsara, even more karma was committed. We even caused our parents to commit negative karma for our benefit. So light and nectar flow from the merit field and purify all of the harm that we may have caused our parents. And feel that all of our direct gurus, all the way from the parents and teachers and driving instructors, authors, they are all emanations of our root guru. Their nature is Dharmakaya. But the most fruitful relationship, our very best friend, our spiritual friend, our root guru, appears incredibly clear, young and vibrant, with a light body embodying all other gurus, embodying all Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, deities, and Dharmapalas. And in this we take refuge, the embodiment of all gurus, Buddhas, Dharma, and Sangha. And feel that all obstacles to our refuge are washed away, of mistaking any other refuge that cannot fulfill our hopes and our incredible ambition to become a Buddha for the benefit of all. It's all clarified. Our way becomes clear. And then very gradually the entire refuge field begins to melt into light from the edges inwards. All of the refuge beings melt into light and absorb into your direct gurus, who melt into light and absorb into your root guru. Your root guru absorbs into the heart of Shakyamuni Buddha. Shakyamuni Buddha becomes smaller and brighter, melting entirely into a body of light and enters your crown. And your heart chakra opens into an eight-petaled lotus with a moon disc in the center, representing emptiness, wisdom, and bodhicitta method. The clear light and the great bliss. And in the center, there is your clear light mind. Your ultimate being. And the guru's light merges with your clear light mind. Gently, the eight petals of the lotus close. Make an aspiration to never be separated from the guru until you achieve guruhood. Your blissful guru heart, continuously radiant. Protected by the lotus and sealed with a crossed vajra. Feel that you've purified all the karma and actualized the causal stage of the guru. Rejoice in the oneness with the guru. And with this meritorious cause for enlightenment, and we recite the mantra, Tayata om mune mune maha munaya swaha. 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 And then we make a special dedication that, due to all the merits of the three times selected by us, by all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and all sentient beings, may ourselves, the members of our family, all the students and benefactors of the FPMT, and all the rest of the sentient beings meet only perfectly qualified Mahayana gurus in all our future lifetimes. And from our side, may we see them only as enlightened beings. May we do only actions most pleasing to the holy minds of the virtuous friends. And may we be able to fulfill all their holy wishes immediately. Dedication prayers. Gyawadin yodo da Lama sangye Chan chu sem cho rinpoche oma kia pa nang kia kyo chi kia wa nyam pa me pa yang kone kondo pa wa shoy ton ye ta wa rinpoche oma kia pa nang kia kyo chi kia wa nyam pa me pa yang Kone kundu pa wa shoy, rimnye to pa rinpoche, ma kia pa nan kia gyo chi, kia wa nyam pa me pa yang, kone kundu pa wa shoy. Through His Holiness the Dalai Lama, offering our practice in the form of light that absorbs into his heart and he becomes incredibly youthful and vibrant and full of health. Jiten kandir pendel malupa kan le jong we sang pa yi jin noi pa dri so me ten zin kya tsu la so wa dev so tu jelon dru shu. And for Lamazo Rinpoche, so the in the booklet, the prayers for the swift return of Lamazo Rinpoche, the second prayer there composed by Khandrela on page 10. Guru, think of me. Guru, consider me. Gracious Guru, care for me. Root Guru, most gracious and kind, do not deprive us of your compassionate refuge. Listen and consider this heartfelt prayer made by our tormented disciple. Guru, you embody the blessings of the Buddhas of the three times. You may rest in great bliss, equipoise within the Dhatu of unimpeded luminosity. Yet the playful dance of your loving compassion can emanate in myriad ways, the swift appearance of your magical wisdom, the Rupakaya. The time has come for you to care for us once again with your affectionate compassion. I invoke you, I call upon you, I implore you on behalf of all beings. Arise, arise, arise from the Dharmakaya. Do not rest in Kachera or other pure celestial realms. Rather, to benefit the Buddha's teachings and all living beings, swiftly return to this southern continent to spread the Buddha Dharma of study and realization. Quickly return to guide us, poor wretched beings. Such is the desperate cry of us, your disciples. Return so that we may actually behold your presence and receive the blessings of your enlightened body, speech, and mind. All violations, errors, mistakes, and broken samaya that we have made in relation to your spontaneously present, awakened body, speech, mind, and activity, through our being baffled, confused, and conceived things in erroneous ways, we confess within the luminous emptiness of your three kayas. Of everything auspicious, the supreme auspiciousness, may there be the auspiciousness of emptiness and compassion conjoined, and the auspiciousness of a timely meeting between master and disciples. Through the force of the truth of unchanging suchness, may the unmistaken incarnation return quickly. This lament was made by me, a Dakini with pure faith and Samaya, her eyes filled with tears of sorrow. May these wishes of a beggar woman be fulfilled through the blessings of the deities of the three roots. Perception, its object, and the act of perceiving all dissolve within the expanse, the blissful clarity of suchness. Ah. So really, focusing our wishes that the incarnation can be swiftly recognized, and that we ourselves may be able to connect again with the new Rinpoche. And then dedicating for the health and long life of all of our precious gurus who have been so instrumental on our path. Jetsun Lame Kutsel Rabten Chin Namkai Trinle Chochoi Gyapa Dan Losan Tempe Trome Sasongi Trowe Monsel Tatune Gyo Chi.